It's bigger than anything there is. Hatshuva hi chelik mechai Yehudi ba'asher Yehudi. Tshuva is part of every life of every Yid because he's a Yid. V'shayachas l'kol echad v'echad, hashayachas to everybody. Beinim u'rosho, beinim u'beinani, v'afilu tzadik gomer v'kadosh elyon. Tshuva hashayachas to everybody. Say where the person's a rosho, merusho, say where the person's a beinani, say where the person's a tzadik and a kodesh. K'moy kein shayachas hi b'chol le'itim. It's shaykh in all times, and might solve situations. Shabbachai Yodam. Hein Beishu Betachel Shefel Amatzav. Say at the time that he's in the lowest Matzav. Sha'alomoy Haruchani Choshach Badai. That his Ruchani is the world, is dark, is empty. The Hein Beish Gadlus Amoychen. And say at the time when he's in a Gavaldika Matzav. The Sia Madregus Bavaydas Hashem is in the highest Dargah. Tomi Tzorich Liyos Ba'alomo Shatruva. A person has to constantly be in the world of Tshuva. Ukumashim Atzinu, Ibn Zariah. Shetiknu Chazal b'tfilah Shmona Esrei, shekol Yehudi b'asher hu, every year, no matter where he is, b'chol matzavav, in all situations, erev v'yikiv etzorayim, habakosha yichida al inyonim ruchniyim, oisim mevakesh miyadach yibrich hasadas, hi yashivenu avinu l'sorasecho, kruvenu makenu l'avridasecho, v'achzvenu b'shuvu shayim ulfanecho. If you look in the Shmona Esrei, you'll see that the only thing ruchniyis that we daven for in Shmona Esrei is tshuva. We don't daven for Torah, and we don't daven for Avodas Hamidus, and we don't daven for Faitaivis. The only thing that every Yid daven three times a day for is Tshuva. Every Yid, every day, three times a day. That's the only thing that Chazal were Mesakin in Shmona Esrei, Ruchni is to daven for. Gam Tzadik Gomer, even a Tzadik Gomer, Zaisi Bakashal Sam Yuched, is Gimel Pomachol Yem. That's, even a guy who's a Tzadik Gomer, that's what he davens for. What's the pshat? Kol Zeh Meir Lonu, Bahavon Asinyin HaTshuva. This illuminates for us the Inyan of Tshuva. Shekashem Sheit Chos Kol Dargim, the same way Tshuva is the bottom of all Dargis. Sheratzon Ha'elyon Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon is Leval Yidach Yimenu Nidach, that nobody should get pushed away. V'tiken Olam HaTshuva L'Rasham Gemur, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world of Tshuva for Rasham Gemur. K'moikein Shayich Olam HaTshuva L'Elam in Dargim. Tshuva shayach to the highest dargas also. Gamma tzedikim gemurim. Lefi dargosim ha'ilos b'yeshim. No matter how high our dargah they are. V'hatam. B'yeshim ritzayinis baruch hu b'riyas ha'ilam ha'azah ha'ilam ha'chumri. V'balta kodesh baruch hu's rotsa when he created the gashmi zdika world. Shi ha'ilam ha'tikun. Then he had a person like Musaka himself. Allah ain't tzadik. Rotsa shayasatoy v'lo yechto. But there's nobody who doesn't do a chet. V'gam b'si ha'madregos. Shal tzadik oisik batarei v'avoido. It's not possible that even the biggest tzaddik who's oisik and tarav avoid the whole day, that he's not going to have epis up gam. Why? Ki kol maisein yonei oilam hazeh. Eif shushay agil tachas hashemus. It's not possible in oilam hazeh do everything b'shlemus. There's always a goof mixed up inside. And kol zman is a goof mixed up inside, it's never going to be b'shlemus. Va'at kamo sha'at tzaddik v'goydol tzitkose master gadlus habori. And even though the tzaddik in his gevaldik tzitkos chaps on how great a kodesh baruch hu's v'nizor b'sur meiro uba asei toiv l'fi rum hasagos, according to his hasagos harei bot l'fnei misho oimin melech machav roch a kodesh baruch hu shekdulosei ein chek a kodesh baruch hu's greatness is unlimited v'ein l'bosav adom tfisa boi klal, and a bosav adom has no tfisa in b'chal what a kodesh baruch hu is v'vada yesh boi oi p'gam mechoyser ha-tfisa ilos ha-mitis b'ein soif. It means a tzaddik avada has what to fix up, no matter how great the tzaddik is, of about his bosav adom and a kodesh baruch hu is built in nitfas, is Avada also a tzaddik. Al Kain, therefore, Bara Kodesh Baruch Hu, Oilam Shel Tshuva, Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world of Tshuva. Sha'idei Tshuva Efshir Lahashlim Kol Pgam. Through Tshuva, a person can fix up any Pgam. Ukemoisha Rosha Misakin Aidei Tshuva Chatom Upsham. The same way the Rosha fixes up using Tshuva, he fixes up Chatom Upsham, terrible Averus. Kemoikem Misakin HaTzaddik Umeidi L'Shlemus Es Maisav HaTayv Mishohoy Abraham Chayzah Shlemus. I want to dwell for 1 second on what he just said over here. He's saying a Gevaldik Gezach. Hello, we see in all of Klal Yisrael, this Tzaddikim and this Rishon. How could it be that the Tzaddik and the Rosha are davening for the same Tshuva? There's a Bria Ruchni is called Tshuva, and the Rosha davens for it, and the Tzaddik davens for it. What's the pshat in that? The answer is that the Mehus of Tshuva is reaching for Shlemus. We look at Tshuva only through negative terms. We look at it as a very painful thing, which for a person who did Averis, we look at it in a negative term, we look at it through the glasses of our Averis. Aber steht da, that be'etzem tshuva is also the opportunity for the tzaddik yisrael deyolam. He's a tzaddik yisrael deyolam, has one little pgam, one little zach deyolam, has it got involved. And he also, what role is the tshuva playing by him? The role that the tshuva playing by him is to make shlemus. That means the same tshuva that the tzaddik uses to reach shlemus, the rosh also can use to reach shlemus. It's the same tshuva. And if I see by the tzaddik that the tzaddik is utilizing this bria called tshuva to reach shlemus, so that gives a gewaltiger encouragement for the Rosh also. That means the Rosh also has shaychus to shleimus. Because the Rosh is using the same tool for tshuva that the tzaddik is using to fix his last pkam. Sometimes a person thinks when he's deep in the pits of despair and he's deep in averus, a person thinks to himself, how much can he already fix up? He'll fix up a little bit, he'll grow a little bit above his chatoyim, he'll step out of his terrible matziv. Oh, but how far can a person go? Here you see, not like that. Here you see, if we both, it's the same koyach tshuva, the same tshuva that the Rosh davens for, the tzaddik davens for, and the tshuva that the tzaddik uses is a tshuva that could take him to the peak of shlemus to fix that little pkam. That means everybody has shaychus to shlemus, and everybody can, if somebody latches onto the tshuva, and somebody gets a shaychus to this ruchnius dikabriya called tshuva, a person can go all the way. That means there's an opportunity for the tshuva here to go all the way to shlemus, not just for a person to lift himself out of his thing. That's the first thing that we see over here. Nimtza comes out. Sha'atshuva hi shlemus chayav shalish yehudi. That's what he says. Tshuva hi shlemus. Usake ma'isim ron, to fix up bad things. Ulahavi l'shlemus as a ma'isim ha'toivim. And to bring to shlemus the ma'isim toivim. Ba'atshuva mivir l'tikun ha'ilam. Shehu tachlos ha'vriya. L'chein amru chazal. Sha'atshuva kovmul ha'vriya sa'ilam. The world can't come to tikkun. The world can't come to shleimus without tshuva finishing it off. The world couldn't have existed ad the bar tshuva. Therefore, he says in the next paragraph something which is a very important nekud in tshuva, which a lot of people don't know. If that's true, so it's muchach she'ein mashmos tshuva al derech hispaisus umechila greida. If it's true that there's a world of tshuva that can take a tzaddik into a bria of tikkun, into a matzav of shlemus, so then tshuva is not just mechila, not just apologizing. You apologize to the guy, he calms down, he stops being angry. That HaKosh Baruch Hu should not be angry, that he should be mefayis, he should be meichel. For that, I don't need a whole entity. For that, HaKosh Baruch Hu didn't have to create a world of tshuva before he created the world. HaKosh Baruch Hu wants to be meichel. Ela mashma shatshuva hi mitzius chiyuvis mechudeshes. Tshuva is not a negative thing that you mefayis HaKosh Baruch Hu was meichel. Tshuva is a positive new entity. Mitzius chiyuvis mechudeshes. It's a new entity of Ruchnius. That means there's a mitzias of Ruchnius in the world called Torah, and there's a mitzias of Ruchnius in the world called Mitzvahs, and there's a mitzias of Ruchnius in the world called Tefillah. There's a mitzias of Ruchnius in the world called Tshuva. V'chein yesh lo chiyach gam mihad amru chazal. B'makom shebal tshuva ayin dem ein tzadikim gemur yichon lo amit, the famous Gemara, that wherever about tshuva is, the darga that about tshuva is, a tzadik can't be. De'im noimah sha'tshuva hu rak b'china silu kachet. If tshuva just means that we take away the chet, but it has nothing to do with shlemus, but it's not a new positive entity, eich noven maimer zeh, how does the Baal Tshuva get to something higher? Kei muchach oif v'kama v'kama, maimer chazal, k'mo yide iso, gedoi lo tshuva shemevir rufu lo oilom, uvir gu'ul lo oilom, yabi meir rami yochis ha'shov moichel lo choy lo oilom, ubi yosim ilshoyna shol rambam. The Gvaldik Eloshen of the Rambam. Gedoi L'tshuva Shemekareves as Adam L'shchina. Emesh, yesterday, how is a son of Lufnei HaMakom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hated you. Meshukets, you were a sheketz. Meruchet, you were far away. Umetuyev, you were disgusting. Hayoyim, today, you all of the Nechmot. Emesh, how is a Muldom Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Yesterday, you were separated from Hashem. Vayoyim, who mudbik Mashchina, Atkan L'shoyenem. You call him a mom, a lol, yaitzei. She'en tshuva rak tikkun ha-chet. Tshuva is not just a negative fixing of the chet. El ha-yodo magia ha-odo madregas gevoyis oi joysim asher koyim ha-chet. A person can get to dargas that he wasn't on before the chet. Now, that's only because tshuva is a new ruchnius dikkun entity. And a person, if he latches onto this mitzias of ruchnius, he can climb to dargas of shlemus that he wasn't at beforehand. The efshel v'hazb is also derech moshul. La'ovim shechadru l'toch amun ha-malucha. There are enemies that infiltrated the palace of the king. They took the treasures. One guy came, he snuck into the enemy's camp and he took it back. He made a gewaltige covenant for the king that he was nice and nefesh for him. When we look another in that in-depth look in Tshuva, on the Raya Mashmois and his Govah B'Tshuva, we see a very high Mashmois. She Bria Miuchedes. It's a separate Bria. V'nikshuva inyonim gavoyim v'nele moed. And it's connected to very high things. Kina Amru Chazal. Famous Gemara. The famous Chazal. Shalul Chachmol and Nevuah. They asked Chachmol and they asked Nevuah. Nefesh HaChatas, a person who sins Rometz Eskap of Amru, what they say. HaNefesh HaChatas Hitamos. After Shaul HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the answer HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'amru yasa truvi eskapula, that beer, listen carefully to the beer, it's very important. Ki kishem shebin yonei guf, the same way in physical world, in nechtach la'adam eve, if a person loses a hand, klum yesh lo tikkun al zeh, there's nothing you can do, shalei b'amu, there's nothing you can do, you can be b'amu, you're missing a hand. Kimoy kain, sarach ha'yaliyaz gambu muvon ha'ruchani, that's how it was supposed to be also in the Ruchanistic world. When a person does a sin, does a chet, a person has to know that a person has and when a person goes and does an aveir, it's like you're amputating your hand, it's like you're amputating your mind. When a person does an aveir with his head or with his eyes or with his hands, it's like you're cutting them off. So it's a physical mitzvah. You cut yourself off. How's tshuva going to help? How are you going to go get forgiveness? That means the same way a person understands that if you would get run over by a train and you lose your feet, the only way you're going to get new feet is by tchias ameisim, is by the new bria. But the old bria can't give you tchias ameisim. Is in ruchni is also when a person doesn't have error and a person has part of his mitzias cut off, you lose a hand in ruchnias, a person loses a foot in ruchnias, a person loses an eye in ruchnias, the only thing that's going to bring it back is a new bria called tshuva. A person becomes a new creation like a baby who was born. Not that you misakin your head and you come back to what you were. It's like you're born anew. You're not the same person you were before. But lochein, and that's why. Makim shebali tshuva oimdim. Ein tzadikim gemur michoel lamoid. Why? Kefil tzadikim gemur. It's like a marshal. A person gets a new car. So it could be that this guy had a Cadillac. Oh, but now they gave you a Rolls Royce. You're about tshuva, and they gave. That's the pshat. Pshat is that there's a new burning of tshuva, which is a new ruchnius dicker world, and that's why makim shebali tshuva oimdim. Ein tzadikim gemur lamoid. A person aide tshuva becomes a new barrier. He gets new evarim, he gets new chalakim, he gets new parts, and he becomes something new that he wasn't before. A completely new person. about tshuva is a new barrier. She'ein alav af shemetz kal revav kam. You're clean completely. V'raderech gerus. The gerus in this guy. You're like a ger. Are you day gerus? Now I want to end off with a very important line here. It's very practical. Al yedei gerus masig loy rak chelik neshama chadasha. This is very important. Just like a person understands that by gerus, you don't just get a new neshama. Elagam gufoy mishapach leberia chadasha. Your guf turns into a new barrier. Voice of a gam bebali tshuva shenase mitzias chadasha. Bali tshuva become a new mitzias. Ukedvama el isu piyaretz. Ayn shom shemach bini tshuva kaisef. If a person will plug himself in to the koyach, to the ruchnis de koyach of tshuva, mimeila yishapech v'yishtana mitiva v'hergeloi. Mimeila, all his habits and his teva and hergelim will change. Shainis alim v'alim ativi, he raised himself above his nature. V'neta kashoresh briyosoi. V'achash magia b'malas tshuva l'malo. V'koydim briyosoi l'olos amidus v'melu sh'achshav neilaru. V'zeo shabal tshuva kakal janeo dami. The same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person Yashar, and a person Ayidei is Averis, becomes crooked. Ayidei, the world of truth, and there's a very important line he said over here. V'yishtana mitivoi v'hergeloi. A person carries with him old habits and old hergelim that we're trapped in, that are very hard for us to get out of. Taivis and Lashon Hora, and Me'on Lachaveir, Me'on Lachmokoim. He says that a person, if he's Mo'er the Kodach of truth, a person stalls himself the truth, a person makes a major effort to become a new person, If he's zeichet to the dialogue of tshuva, he becomes a new person. He's able to throw off all the old hergelim, all the old tivim. Yisapech v'yishtanem mitivim v'hergeloi. So if you bought you a new person, so you're a new person. The old hergelim was the old person. The old tivim was the old person. I mean, the person has a yichayimus, a yidei tshuva. Tshuva is not just a kaparas of the chet, and not just a slicha mechila. Tshuva is an opportunity to restart from scratch and to break out of all the old habits and all the old things which chain us down and hold us back. It's a positive. Ruchni is dikka mitzias, and that's what he ends off with. Duri klifizel lashon Rambam. Midarki hatshuva umishana shmoi kloimer ani acher ve'eni oisa isha osa shechotem a different person shechotem kol ma'isim umishana ma'isim kula mutoyvu udarach ha'ishav mishanas mekoymoi ki mashmos hatshuva shinu mitzias. Tshuva doesn't mean that I go Hakadosh Baruch Hu and ask him for a band-aid, let me live another year. Tshuva means that a person changes his whole mitzias. Acher mamishu is a different person. Then is shechotem. It's like you're born again. That will stop today. I just want to add on that one of the reasons why people don't do tshuva is because they don't believe everything we just learned. If every yid would believe, and the Baalei Musa speak about this already, the Baalei Musa speak about that one of the ma'akvim, why people don't do tshuva, besides the fact that it's difficult, the person has to change himself. Same way a ger has to undergo a mila and a tefillah, is a person to shtol himself to the tshuva, has to go ahead and change himself. One of the reasons why people are ma'akvim from tshuva is because deep down, they don't believe that they can really do anything. And somebody who doesn't believe in this is a kofer, and is apikoros. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives an opportunity of Tahara, Lefei Hashem Titoru. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives an opportunity for a person to change himself completely, as long as he latches on to this Ruchni is the Gedarga. That means there's a Darga called Tshuva, that if a person latches on, and these are the days when a person's able to latch on to. And a lot of the people don't do it because they don't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'emes is going to give a new opportunity. I'll be to Metzias like that. That's what he says. It's one of the Yisaitis of a Yid. If a Yid came into this world to go to Shleimus, and it's impossible to get to Shleimus in every day, Tshuva is the Hechatim to get to Shleimus. And these are the days when a person can reach up to Shleimus. And Mr. Shem Tamar will start on time.